Thank you for holding. Is this Lane?
It is.
Hi, Lane. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a great day today here at the office.
Good.
I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing with you, but she said that you might had some questions for me in regards to the listing.
So she had told me that you guys would make sure I'm the first name to pop up on the Google listing, and what I was asking her was, what exactly do you guys have for my company to be pulled up as keywords in general?
And, well, you're in a category. It would be called the general contracting category.
Okay.
So there's a variety of different keywords in the general contractor category. We give you up to 15 different ones that you'll be able to be listed for at a time. As long as it's actually a service you provide, we'll be able to list you.
Okay. So, like, if I do HVAC, you guys would be able to help me be listed on HVAC for general contracting?
Right. That's an additional service. So we would be able to include the HVAC category, as well as, I do know that you do a couple of different things. They create a qualified candidates list. So working with you would kind of be like killing two birds with one stone. I'm under the impression that you do home inspection as well, right?
Yep, I do.
Yeah. So, in that case, it would be almost like killing three birds with one stone. But all those fall under the general contractor category. Obviously, you'd be able to conduct the inspection, and then you can upsell them if there's a problem, at that time of the inspection, which could, require you to do some general contracting work and maybe even some HVAC work if you notice that's an issue. So it's definitely
right.
A lot of opportunity. You can start a trickle effect there with the way that you do things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it works out pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. Did you have other questions about the listing?
Yeah, that was my biggest concern about like what would be listed, because I really started off doing general contracting with my brother because he and I have remodeled countless homes together. Mm-hmm. My main trade is HVAC. That's what I've been doing for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. And now that my brother is actually a police officer, it's just me, and I handle HVAC a lot easier on my own than I do an entire job site.
Right.
So I've kind of dialed back to just focus in on certain areas that I'm taking care of, like the general contracting is, I'll do it for certain clients, but HVAC is mainly my main thing, as well as home inspections would be the second thing that I offer more often than general contracting.
Gotcha. Yeah, so we could definitely scale back. That's something that we can help you with. We would just want to target the keywords that are going to be relevant to you. You don't want to be receiving calls every day for things that aren't going to make sense. At the end of the day, we need you to be profitable and to make money in order to continue to come back and continue to use your Google listing. But at the same time, we want to make sure that, people are getting a quality service. We don't want people going to Google looking for a contractor, contacting you, and then finding out that that's not something that you want to take on. It's just going to be a waste of everybody's time, and that's not how Google has become the number one search engine in the world. Believe me, we heavily bet to make sure they're getting the right services. So obviously we would want to not only customize your keywords, but go into the website that you have, or if you have access to it, and make those adjustments too, so that everything's kind of matching up with what we're going to have you listed for on the first page of Google.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. So I guess now, how much does it cost for you guys to do this?
Well, there's different packages and pricing structures based off each company's individual needs. For you, I don't think we would need to bump you up to a large package, mainly because you already have a domain name and a website, and you've already been PIN verified by Google, and you have 3 5-star reviews. The PIN verification is usually the longest part of our setup process, and there's usually a setup fee involved. But since you've already done that, we just have to go into your Google My Business profile, which is now known as Google Business, or GBP. It was Google My Business. Now it's just Google Business Profile. So it's GBP now. They just did that.
Okay.
But yeah, we would just go into the back of that and conduct the optimization. Do you get texting on this device that we're on? Is this like a mobile device?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is my company's cell phone.
Okay, I think Tara actually sent a link over with the pricing page before she transferred you over to me.
Yeah, let me see if AI... Let's see that real quick.
And I found a Home Advisor listing for you. Are you still using that?
I do, but not near as much as you would think.
Okay. How do you like it?
It's okay. I would prefer not to, I would really prefer not to pay for leads.
Yeah. Well, pay per lead is frustrating sometimes. You know, you're getting charged even if it doesn't turn into a job. So I don't think anybody likes that.
Yep, that's my biggest problem.
Right. The reason I asked, though, was because I know Home Advisor actually is one of the largest investors in Google advertising in the United States. So they do this kind of all over the U.S., and then they resell the lead. So those would be Google leads, but they're kind of saturated because they get sold to like four or five guys at a time rather than just being able to call you directly as a live call.
Right, and that's my biggest thing is I've talked with another company that's I'm going to be taking on a role with them where they basically help mentor me as far as like marketing goes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something that I've got the skills to do my job. It's just the back end of it to make sure work is coming in. That's a little different.
Yeah, I mean, that's the case for most people. Everybody kind of specializes in what they do. And then, you know, there's no real, like, cookie-cutter way or, like, textbook that you can buy that's going to tell you how to be successful with your business, you know, and your demographic.
Yeah.
Otherwise, all these college kids would be millionaires, you know. Most of them are the opposite of that. They're in debt, most of them. But basically, it's kind of like a trial by fire thing that you're doing here. So I don't think like scaling back and actually like learning SEO tactics is gonna be beneficial to you. Only because these ads in Google Places are based on availability. So even if you were, you know, an expert at the SEO programming, you're still not going to be able to rank in the ads or Google Places section like we're offering to do with you without actually, you know, paying Google. And they have certified technicians in-house that'll be managing the profile for you anyway. So it's designed to allow your business to still be successful online without you having to sit down on the computer for 2-3 hours a day.
Right. So then I guess my question to you is, so what you guys would be doing at this point is making sure that I pop up on Google as a top for my keyword location.
Right.
So how does that exactly work as far as, like, making sure compared to my competition?
Right. So in Salt Lake County and Utah County – in Salt Lake County, Utah. I don't know why that came out like that. There's only three guys that are supposed to be listed in Google Places per industry, per area. Each one of Google's premier partners is only allowed to work with one of those guys. So they actually give us like the algorithm programming for that particular spot and industry. So like I was saying, you're in the general contractor industry. Once I start working with you, I'm not able to work with any other GCs in the area that provide the same services or keywords that you're utilizing. It would be a conflict of interest. They ultimately wouldn't end up getting ranked. You have to have an opening to put you there.
Okay.
So the reason that you maintain your spot is just we're doing the algorithm updates every week to keep you there. And Google gives us access to those algorithms.
Okay. And so you guys basically are like a third-party company for Google.
Yeah, we're a partner. Like, Google doesn't actually call the general public. That's what they have us for. We'll call out when to fill spots. Obviously, they still create the qualified candidates list, so they'll tell you, hey, these guys are eligible, and then my reps will call out on it. We fill the spot, but we also act as the customer service department for the business and maintain their listing, so that way we can make sure they're seeing good return on investment, and that helps Google retain you as a client. You end up ultimately coming back if you're making money.
Okay. And so I saw this thing was month-to-month, and it, from the sounds of what you and I talked about, it'd be the $300 one a month?
Yeah, so what I was thinking I would actually do for you is I could upgrade you to the Pro, but I would only charge you the $299, and then also I was going to put in a request to see if I can get your setup fee waived for you.
Okay.
Okay, and
so,
then...
Oh,
sorry, go ahead.
I also use what's called GoSite. Are you guys, like, similar to GoSite?
GoSites?
Yeah, GoSite, it's basically they, like, help... They help
to
me
get your domain? Yeah, that's for
no,
your...
No, they're a different... It's not for my domain. They were a company that was helping me with my Google business and everything like that for a little bit.
Yeah, so I mean, GoSite is mostly like general knowledge things. So like, you can get your site up and running there. They'll teach you how to like develop SEO content so that your Google business page is compatible for an optimization like this. But at the end of the day, we focus on the top placements on the first page of the Google search results, and those are based on availability. That's not
okay.
Something where you could just get some fancy programming and end up there. Anybody that's up there now is obviously coming back at their own will and working with a Google Premier partner.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So with you guys, I would be actually able to be on the top listing.
Exactly. And that's where you want to be. About 90% of the people that use Google do pick from these guys, the Google Ads and the Google Places placements. So,
right.
You know, in essence, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 people are going to look when it comes to an HVAC contractor or even a home inspector. But especially the HVAC category, they've developed kind of a rough reputation. So that people really rely on the Google first page guys to be trusted and not rip them off.
Yeah, no, trust me, I deal with that quite often.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, we ran into it a few times.
So
but that's also why we like it month to month in this industry too, is because you know, if things do go really bad and we start getting a lot of bad reviews, we're not contractually obligated to continue to work with you either. So,
right. Okay. So yeah. That was my next question. Is I'm not planning obviously getting any bad reviews. No one anticipates it obviously, but
right.
I do everything in my power to make sure I do quality work at a quality price.
Yeah, the reason you're getting the call is because you don't have any bad reviews. Just
yeah, oh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My biggest thing is, and this is nothing against you or anything, is like, this all sounds really good, and I'm all for it. My biggest like fear is I go ahead and do this, and then I don't see myself popping up, and then I'm out $300 right out the gate.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a genuine concern, I feel. You know, I've had people call me out of the blue. I wasn't expecting the call at the time, and then, you know, you're going to make a payment, and it's kind of like, well, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it kind of goes against human nature. Yeah, but
right,
our company, I don't know if you're near a computer, but if you look up Local Splash, we have an extensive track record. I mean, we have hundreds and hundreds of reviews up there. We've been in business since 2004. So, you know, the services, what I could say is Google doesn't allow us to, like, guarantee you a certain amount of customers, you know, because we can't make the people, like, pick you. But if you felt that it wasn't profitable for you, you can discontinue it. You know, there's no, like, contract that you're signing. And I have zero doubt. I mean, if you're going to compare this to HomeAdvisor, you know, I don't want to bash HomeAdvisor, but I know they're a reseller of Google leads. So it's like you're already buying the leads at a premium cost from a reseller. I'm sure that you'll prefer this as your long-term marketing solution. You'll probably wind up even discontinuing that service and saving yourself some money while also, you know, branding yourself further on Google and generating a higher return on investment.
Right, and that's my biggest thing, is that's what I would definitely prefer doing, mm-hmm. for sure. And yeah. So, I'm not saying no to this at all. So, how long is this spot going to be open, do you know?
I don't. Tara's one of, like, 40 of our reps, so basically Google tells us, you know, this is the qualified candidates list, and then we have a sales floor, almost like a boiler room, and then they basically mm-hmm. just will feed it into an auto dialer. So they're basically calling out on it until the spot fills. Basically, like, once I hang up with you, they'll reconnect me with the next highest rated guy until we fill the position.
Right. And this is for across the entire nation. You're saying, let's go back to the pricing. You're saying $300 for the pro.
Right.
And would my price change for the pro?
No, that's the benefit. No, so that's the benefit. So if you come on board with us today, we'll put you on the pro package for $299, and then I'll waive your setup fee entirely.
Okay.
And that stays that way. So it's not going to go up or change, no matter how many calls or leads you generate.
Okay, and then so let's say I move forward with this. Would I be able to, right after, like tomorrow, look myself up and see that I'm one of these top looking top guys?
No. Google tells us to under-promise and over-deliver to you. You wouldn't be able to see yourself. They say to quote you 7 to 10 days. If we get you up there sooner, obviously you're not going to be mad, but a big part of that 7 to 10 days is something that you already did, which is like PIN verifying your business and having that postcard mm-hmm. sent out. It takes forever to come in the mail. I don't know if you remember.
It was slow. It was an ordeal.
Yeah. So the fact that you did that, like I was mentioning at the beginning of the call, it's really going to actually accelerate the time it takes in order for you to see yourself up there and ultimately see return on investment. We could just verify that over the phone. So you'll probably get up there a lot sooner, but Google tells us to quote you 7 to 10 days. Between now and then, we would have to do a client interview with you tomorrow at a set time. And that's where we go over, like, the keywords we're going to have you listed for, customizing your service area. That way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. Like I said, we don't want to waste your time or the end user's time, so we want to be very thorough about customizing the campaign. That way the leads are qualified. So we'll conduct that, customize the campaign. We'll verify your listing over the phone with Google since you've already had the PIN sent out. And then you'll be in a position to start seeing yourself up there and receiving calls. But still, again, all our calls are recorded, so I have to tell you 7 to 10 days just to cover our end.
Right. Okay, so mm-hmm. let's say I go forward with this, and in that 7 to 10 days, I don't see myself up there. What would be the plan, of course, at that point?
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen it happen. I've been here for 10 years. I've never had a business not rank. If anything, the complaints that we've generated would be the amount of calls that they receive, or maybe they're receiving too many. So that's more so the issues that we run into, not so much about you not getting listed. Any of our reviews, you'll notice it's like people, maybe they, if they're bad ones, you know, we have like 600, but we're like a 4.2 out of over 600 reviews. The ones that are bad will be people who expect to have, like, immediate turnarounds, you know? Like, hey, I'm up there. I just got up there yesterday. I haven't got a single call yet, you know?
Right.
So we have to set up, like, realistic expectation with you. That's why, you know, our calls are recorded. I can't promise you, hey, that you're going to get this much work or that it's going to be this successful. I could just go based off of what my guys have seen and then kind of compare that to what you're already using now and I'm very confident that this will end up being a long-term marketing solution, but I also have to walk that line of not promising you stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and do this.
Okay. You're going to love it. Okay. I'm confident in that. So I'm going to create your business profile. I know it sounds it's going to be pretty repetitive to what you already have on your Google Business page. But this is within our company, and then we're going to verify some information through Google. So I want to make sure that that address matches up, so that way I don't have to re-mail it out to you. So are you still at the 45 East Hawthorne Hill Lane?
Yep.
Okay. Creeper. All right. And what's your last name, Lane?
Rogers. R-O-G-E-R-S.
Oh, okay. Just like the business name?
Yep.
I don't know how old you are, but I'm about 30 years old. Do you remember Inspector Gadget?
Yep, that you're not the only person who said that. I worked for a company where it was an HVAC and general contracting company. I was one of their managers, and they had a no competition clause, so I got my home inspection certification because that's not a service they provided, so to work for myself to bring extra money in. And my wife, I was thinking about doing like Mr. Rogers something, and she was like, no,
yeah.
Do Inspector Rogers. And I was like, all right, that is a lot better than what I was planning. So.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. It gave me a nostalgic feeling. It really took me back. I loved that that movie series when I was a kid. It's a good one.
Yeah, I get it from people who are like way older, because I'm also 30, and then people around our age, they ask me the same thing. Did you get it from the cartoon or the movies? And I was like, I mean, it implied a little bit, but not all the way, but yeah, sure. And they're like, yeah I love it. I'm never going to forget about it. I'm like, sweet. That's
I wonder if that's like a Disney Plus one. I'm going to have to watch that with my son and take him back and show him what his dad
used to watch. Yeah, I think it is actually on Disney, as well as the cartoons are on Netflix as well.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that either. They have a cartoon series?
Yeah, there was the original one, like a lot of older people will recognize it because of the cartoon, and then Netflix rebooted the cartoon for a couple seasons.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I just remember the movies. I think it was like 1999, you know. I really enjoyed that, you know, like 10 years old.
Yeah, I was right there with you.
Okay, so Lane Rogers, Inspector Rogers. And I know it's you're an LLC. Did you want to have the LLC displayed on your business name?
No, probably not, because whenever I talk to people, I just say Inspector Rogers.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good thing to have. It's not always something that you're required to display, so I just want to make sure that everything's updated and accurate more so than preferring that.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then your website, you said that there was some things that you wanted to change about your site?
No, my wife is actually the one that designed it. She and I are going to actually be going through to do a couple things to it.
Okay.
But we just haven't had any time lately whatsoever to do much of it.
Okay. Yeah, so we won't touch that. Obviously, as you know, any modifications that you make will update, automatically, and we'll just still have it hyperlinked to the Google Business page.
Perfect.
Okay. Go ahead and update. Okay, and then did you want to make any revisions to your hours of operation, or you want to leave that the same, 8 to 6, Monday through Friday?
Yeah, you could also do Saturday.
Okay.
I need to update that because I do also, but Sundays I take off for family time.
No problem. We'll take care of that for you. So we'll go Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday closed. Okay, and what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing, so that way you have a hard copy that you're getting the pro for this, the $299 pricing structure.
Yeah, so my email address is my name, Lane,
okay.
L-A-Y-N-E, Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S, at InspectorRogers.com.
Awesome. And you're using G Suite for that? Or it was previously G Suite. I think they changed the name for that, too, this year. But you have a custom email address through Google?
No, that's actually through Outlook.
Outlook, okay.
My wife was the one that set that up.
Okay. I like it. But usually those are Google ones. So I forgot Outlook actually does provide that.
Google, but I know it's sent to our Hotmail account.
Ooh, now you're really showing your age there.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding,
right? Every time I hear anyone talk about Yahoo or Hotmail, I'm like, all right,
yeah.
So you're not young.
Oh, the funny ones are I get guys that still use like AOL, you know, like real old. And I'm like, oh wow.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we've been in business since 1973. I was like, I wasn't even born. It's crazy. Okay, so I have the information verified here. I did update the hours, but pretty much everything else matched up with what was already present on the GMB, and then I removed the GBP, excuse me. I'm so used to saying Google My Business, but they just informed us that it's Google Business Page now, not Google My Business anymore. So,
okay.
But I'm removing the LLC, and then I'm adding the Saturday hours to it currently.
Okay.
Okay. And then what types of payments are you able to accept from your clients?
So I am able to take cash, card,
checks?
Venmo, check, basically every way, but I haven't set up a PayPal account. But yeah, card, cash, and check, Venmo, those ways currently.
Okay. Cash App as well? That's another option on here.
I don't use Cash App.
Okay. No worries. Submit. It's probably better that way if you have little ones. I get more and more worried about all the stuff I have my payment methods on as my son gets older. I let him play on one of those Amazon tablets all the time.
Yep.
But you have to be signed into your Amazon account. And then the other day I saw a pop-up and he clicked on it. He was going to start buying video games. And I was like, oh my God. So it would have let him purchase it too from the tablet because it's logged into my account. So I would have just got a nice $400 charge on a new Xbox.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, hey, he would have been pretty happy.
Yeah, I think they did that on purpose. So, I mean, he still ended up getting it for Christmas, but it was just weird. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
no kidding.
I have the business profile created. I do have to conduct a client interview with you. The client interview, it's going to sound a little repetitive, I know, but again, we do want to really customize the campaign so that way you're getting qualified leads. We're not wasting your time or a potential customer's time. Usually a client interview takes about 20 to 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in order to get it completed. What does your schedule look like for tomorrow?
Tomorrow I am free in the morning, and around noon till about 2 o'clock I have an appointment that I have to do.
Okay. In the when you say the morning, you mean like 9 to 10? You think that would work?
Yeah, that would work.
Okay. So let me do this. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'm going to set up an automated message, so you'll get a text at about 8 o'clock. Hopefully it's not too early. I know that's usually about the time you start. But just to confirm that it's still a good time for you.
Sure.
Okay, you can accept or decline it. Alright, put that in now, so this will be splash. Okay, and then in terms of securing your first month's payment, did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
We'll do a Visa.
Okay, and I know it's Lane Rogers. Is there any middle initial on the card?
Yeah, T as in Thomas.
Okay, Lane T. Rogers, okay. And is the billing address the same as the business street address that was PIN verified?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Yep, so 4398.
4398.
5701.
5701.
0089.
0089.
1740.
1740. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
Expiration date is 0724.
07 of 24. And then on the back, there should be a small three-digit code there.
480.
480. Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to do something for you here. And you're going to see in the documentation. I'm gonna hook you up with an ad.
Okay.
Okay. Just as a gift from me to you to kind of start us off on the right foot. I'm hoping the ad will show a better return on investment than just doing the local listing. So basically, what I'm gonna do right now is I'm upgrading you all the way to the platinum for the $299. Okay. Same
perfect.
Pricing.
Sounds great.
Yeah, so you'll have one of those ads. The additional benefit to the ad is that you're not limited to a 25-mile radius from your PIN verification. You can actually go up to 50 miles with this. And you can pick and choose areas with the ad. That way, you know, even if you wanted to emphasize a more local area, you can even show up twice there. You can have an ad and a Google Places listing. But those are definitely beneficial because you're not limited to the territory. So maybe if you know some more profitable areas, people wealthy, make good money out there, we can throw the ad over there, help sweeten things
sounds
up
good.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yep, I definitely know a very wealthy area. I grew up around it, so.
Okay, there you go.
But
yeah, I did too, unfortunately, but fortunately. I grew up thinking the world was a lot nicer and sweeter than it really is.
Yeah, it's a little wake-up call when it's like, oh, wait, what?
Yeah, wait, yeah, I got
I have to pay for my way around this? Oh, cool, okay.
Yeah.
That was nice to know, I don't know, 10 years ago.
Yeah, I tried to come back home for a little bit after school, and my dad had built a gym in there, and
yeah,
what are you doing? You're not supposed to come back. I was like, oh, geez. Okay. Well, that was tough. Okay, so I'm going to send you everything in writing right now. You're going to get a text message. It'll say, Lane, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Let me know when you get the app.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, too, I don't know if you have enough write-offs, but we're going to send over the invoice receipt to you. As long as you're with us, you know, you're going to get that discounted pricing structure, but they'll also send you that invoice receipt. That is a write-off, so you will get reimbursed for it at the end of the year through your taxes.
Well, even better.
Yep, yeah. Marketing on Google is completely a tax write-off. It's considered a business expense.
Perfect. I could definitely use that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
the
term.
Yep. And then you'll find a full outline of the agreement in writing. So, this is actually going to be all the products and features that are in our Platinum service, not our Pro. And this will have it all in writing. And then it'll have a box there. You're going to leave that box blank if it's okay with me sending you text messages moving forward. I love the added convenience of that. Occasionally I will check on you, but I know you're going to be on job sites too, so I don't expect you to pick up the phone or have an hour-long conversation with me in the middle of a work day. So I do like the convenience of the text. So that way you can get back to me when you're available. And then...
okay, perfect. And then,
oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You're good. So I'm just going through it real quick. The... So where it says SMS communication, I don't click the opt-out at that point.
Right. Don't opt out of that. Okay. You want to confirm the phone number is accurate and then just leave that box empty.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. So I'm confirming right now and good.
Okay. And then once that's signed off on, it'll take you to a section. It'll say username and password.
Okay.
So the username and password is going to be provided to you at the end of your client interview tomorrow morning between 9 and 10 o'clock. There's also a YouTube video in there. It's about 7 minutes long, and it shows you how to access your account dashboard and tracking system and how to use it. So it's very convenient. You can log into that from a mobile device or a PC, even when you're out on a job or out in the field. So that'll be a really convenient tool for us. We'll be able to sit down each month and actually evaluate it. Say, hey, you spent $299 for our platinum service, but this is about how much you made on it. And then obviously you have the decision to continue to move forward with our services or fire me and tell me to kick rocks. I doubt that'll happen, but last thing I got to do before I let you go is I do have to voice verify you. It's just an added form of protection for you that we will also send over in writing because of the discounts that I've applied. Okay, so I made this adjustment like right before we process the payment, so I want to make sure I disclose it as well. Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Inspector Rogers, LLC.
Thank you. And you will be displayed as Inspector Rogers on the first page of Google, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and can you please state your name and title within the company?
Dwayne Rogers, and I'm the CEO.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
I am.
Okay, so it says to get results as fast as possible, Lane, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes. Yeah.
And in hiring Local Splash as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So we know what you're already doing, by the way. Like, I'm not telling you you got to cancel HomeAdvisor or anything like that. It's just saying if you're going to add something after today, double check with me. Make sure we're not paying for something that you already have through us or, like, duplicating any of the listings that we create.
Right.
Okay.
No, for sure. I do want you to know on Monday that guy that I was telling you about that's going to kind of do some mentorship, we're going to be talking again on Monday, my wife and I. So I just figured to let you know about that.
That's totally fine. That's totally fine. Mm-hmm. It's just like your GMB, we're going to call and verify it over the phone. When we verify it over the phone, then they're going to give us access to it. When you have a host for your Google My Business page that's doing the optimization like this, if somebody else goes into there, it's going to send us a notification. And if they start messing with it or it like affects the quality score, you may rotate off the first page, right? Because it's not following the algorithm. Right. So, okay. So that's something just to be mindful of. You know, we'll get the notifications, but, you know, it's also like, hey, let us know what's going on, too, because if they tweak something or they taught you something and you tweaked it and then it disappeared, gotta let us know so that way we can implement the algorithm updates and put it right back up.
Gotcha, okay. And okay. So that company I told you about, GoSite, they helped me do something, so I don't know if that might factor anything in, but...
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I've been talking with my wife. I do pay for a service through them, but my wife and I are more than likely going to be canceling that here shortly.
Okay, yeah, I mean, if they're doing any hosting or anything like that, I upgraded you to a platinum, so just let me know, and we could take over the hosting for you, so that way you don't have to worry about your site disappearing. Do you own that URL?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you're fine. I mean, if you kick them to the curb, you own the URL, we'll just go in there and provide the hosting, and then hopefully the content sticks, and we could just pick up where they left off on that content. But there's a possibility they might try to hold that hostage, so just throw that out there.
Yeah, they really haven't done too much with it, so they can have a fun time trying to do that.
Yeah, I mean, worst case scenario, we could develop a whole new site for you, and you'll notice in the Platinum package it's listed as an optimized landing page. It's no extra charge. You're already on Platinum.
Yeah, my wife actually, when they were telling us that they were going to want to take over our site, my wife was like, yeah, it's not happening. And
yeah,
I know they have nothing to do with my site whatsoever.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, as long as they don't have anything to do with the site, it's not a problem. Like I said, the voice verification here is more so concerned about things after today. So if you're already on that, I'm not concerned about it. It looks like they'll already give us access to the GMB from what I've submitted as far as requesting verification over the phone.
Perfect.
Yep.
That sounds good.
It says here, the last part of it, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 6th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I've upgraded you to the Platinum package. I made the website optional to you in the future at no additional cost, and I've waived the setup fee. It says when the term's completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the sixth day, but it'll stay in that discounted price of $299 indefinitely or for as long as you're using our services. It states you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
I do agree.
All right. So that's going to conclude our initial sign-up process. I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Really happy I was able to get that pricing structure in store for you. I'm going to always think about Inspector Gadget every time I see your name come across my screen. if you check your text messages, I gave you my direct number and extension. So you'll see a customer service line attached to every text and email. But if you want to call me directly, you just hit that extension 544, and I'll still be here with you throughout the campaign if you have any, like, questions, comments, or concerns.
Okay, perfect. That sounds great to me.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you get back to those little ones. I hear them in the background there. But we'll circle back with you tomorrow morning between 9 and 10 for your client interview, okay?
That sounds great. I appreciate it.
All right. I'm looking forward to working with you. Have a great evening. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. You have a good night.
All right. Bye-bye.